Good vach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Avi Mori, Arav Hillel ben Meir Chilmechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Learning in the Shul this week has been sponsored Lulei Nishmas Chaya Bas Pinchas, and learning in the Shul this upcoming week, this entire month has been sponsored Lulei Nishmas Yaakov Menachem Mendelberg, Rabbi Chaim Yishaya, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yitzchak. And of course, Nachiyomi this week also sponsored Lulei Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rav Shaul Aryeh. And we are in Sefer Nehemiah. We are in Perek Yud Aleph, having described the previous Perek, how people had to be brought up to Yerushalayim to sponsor the Kohanim who didn't want to be in Yerushalayim. They had whatever challenges that they had within the process. Nehemiah now records how Yerushalayim was populated because people were afraid to be there. It was the primary target. And so therefore, a method had to be developed so that the people could populate the city. Otherwise, it would cause more enemies to attack. And so here's how it was done. So the leaders of the nation lived in Yerushalayim. It was mostly Talmidei Chachamim and governmental officials to be around the Beis HaMikdash. So the rest of the nation, since most common people don't want to live in Yerushalayim, we said 10% of the population had to be designated as members. And so within the group, they used to use lots, which was often used as a process over here. So that one-tenth of the people would live in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Ukesh HaYav Sparim, and then nine parts of the people could live outside in the other cities. And the nation went ahead and gave a bracha to all the people who volunteered to live in Yerushalayim. And so now we're going to find out who was among those people. Right, first, these are the heads of the people who lived in Yerushalayim. And the rest of the people chose to live inside their lands. Yisraelim, Yisrael, HaKohanim, Balabim, HaNesainim, Ubnei Avdei Shlomo. Right, Yisraelim, HaKohanim, the Levim, the Nesainim, the descendants of the Avdei Shlomo. Ubishalayim, Yashu, Mibnei Yehudo, Mnei Ben Yamin. But in Yerushalayim, besides the Kohanim and the others who lived there by Goral, by lottery, the following is a list of outstanding families who also happened to live there as well. Mibnei Yehuda, Mibnei Binyamin, Mibnei Yehuda, Asaya ben Uziah ben Zechariah ben Amariah ben Shaphtiah ben Mahalal ben Bidei Peretz. The first one is an authenticated descendant of Peretz, who was the oldest son of Yehuda from Tamar. And so we see that his family was the highest aristocracy. And while we're in it, Umasaya ben Baruch, Kol Jose, ben Chazaya, ben Adaya, ben Yoyariv, ben Zechariah, ben Hashiloni, we also have a descendants of Shelah, who also must have intermarried with the Peretz family. And so therefore he's in the larger group. Kol b'nei Peretz, Ayoshim Yerushalayim, Arvim Yashishim Ushmona, Anjei Chayo. And so therefore the descendants of Peretz were 468 people who were considered Anjei Chayo. Right, so now we can talk about Binyamin. Bela b'nei Binyamin, Salu ben Mishulam, ben Yoed, ben Pidaya, ben Kolaya, ben Masaya, ben Itiel, ben Yeshaya. Right, v'acharav Agabi Sali, Teisha, Meos, Esimushmona. After Salu was Gabi and Sali, and so we know that there were 928. And so there were 928 people from Binyamin, including the group of Salu, Gabi, and Sali. And now, by the way, Yoel ben Zechariah pekid aleihem. Yoel ben Zechariah was the mayor. Yehuda ben Snua alo ir mishneh. And Yehuda was the second. He was the vice mayor of Yerushalayim. Menachem Yedaya ben Yoyer Arev Yachin. Sarayah ben Chilkiah ben Meshulam ben Tzadok ben Marios ben Achitov Negid Beis Elokim. And as far as the Kohanim were concerned, we have Yedaya, Sarayah, and the director, and Achayim Ose Amalach Labayis Shmona Meos Esrim Ushnayim, and the brothers who did the work in the Beis Hamikdash included 822, and Adaya ben Yerucham ben Pelalaya ben Amtsi ben Zechariah ben Pachra ben Melkiah, and Achav Harashim Labos Masayim Arboim Ushnayim, and then we had Adaya and his brothers and the heads of the families, 242. Ve'amasishai ben Azarel, ben Achazai, ben Meshilemos, ben Imer, the Achim Gibor, right? And Achim Gibor Achal may have Esim Ushmona, and then their brothers, 128, Upaket Aleim Zabdiel ben Agdolim, and Zabdiel, the son of the Gedolim, were there. Umin Alevim Shmaya ben Chashum ben Azrikam ben Chashvaya ben Buni, Vishabsai bi Yozabad ala Malacha, Achitzon of the base Elokim, Yerushi Alevim, and Shemaya and Shabsai and Yozabad, who were doing the outside work of the Beis Hamikdash from on top of the Levim, right? They were in charge of the outer work. And Matanaya ben Micha ben Zavdi ben Asaf, Rosh Hatchila, Yehoda, Lutfilo, Bakbukia, Mishneh Me'achav. Matanaya, who is the head of the beginning of the praises of prayer, what does that mean? He was the Rosh Hatchila. Asaf had that title that no longer gets used. We know that Tfila begins with Pesukah de Zimra, and Asaf was the one of being the Rosh. He was the Levim who began each of these Tfilos in the Beis HaMikdash with one of his own. And so he was the head of the group of Levim who sang Yehuda LeTfila, the introductory Tfilos. And Bakbukia was also, he was second to sing afterwards. Right? Bakbukia Mishneh Me'acha, Ve'avadya ben Shmua ben Galo ben Yedusan, Kol Levim Be'er HaKodesh, Masayim Shmonim Ve'arba. There were 284 Levim, Ashorim, Akuv Talmon, Rachem, Ashomrim, Besharim. And then there were the gatekeepers, Akuv Talmon, their brothers, who watched the gates. Me'a Shevim Ushtayim, there were 172, Ushar Yisrael. And then there were the rest of the Jewish people. Akonim Alevim B'chol HaRe'yuhudei Ish B'Nachla. So there were all regular people there. V'anasiim Ne'oshvim Ba'ofel. And then there were the Nesinim. And they were not exactly the ideal. This group was already mentioned many times. Their Jewishness was challenged, and still they were important to the Levim, who used them as assistants and custodians in the Beis HaMikdash. And here they were. They were in the Ofel, which is outside and to the south side of the city wall. And it probably documents that this group was still at the Ofel at the time that we took the accounting over here. Therefore, Vitzicha v'gishpa ala nesinim, Tzicha and Gishpa were in charge of the nesinim. Upekida alevim b'Yerushalayim Uzi ben Bani ben Chashbaya ben Matana ben Micha mibnei Asaf ha-Meshorim l'neged melech ha-Speis Elokeinu. And so we had the officer of the Levim was Uzi, right? And he was the descendants of Asaf, of the singers, to lead to the work of the Beis HaMikdash, right? And here the Malacha refers to all of the financial aspects and the material aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. So Uzi was in charge of the Levim. He was the final authority over the financial matters, says Rabbi Schwab. Ki mitzvas ha-melech aleihem ve'amana alam, the command of the king was upon these people, ve'amana alam ha-shorim dvar yom b'yomo, and the trust was on the singers for day-to-day matters. In other words, Koresh and Daryavish said that there should be expenditures of money for the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that those allocations were appropriate. The singers and Uzi were supposed to be in charge, right, to make sure it was done correctly. Upsachya ben Meshavo ben Zerach ben Yehuda liyad HaMelech l'chod davar la'am. And Psachya was there at the king's hand for every matter that needed the people, right? Be'elach atzirim b'sidosam mibnei Yehuda yashu b'kiryas arba u'b'nosel b'divo u'b'nosel v'yak b'tzel u'b'chatzirah. And the open cities, we had some of the descendants of Yehuda lived in Kiryas Arba, and the villages in Divon and Kavtziel, right? And open cities were called chatzerim because they had what they had, right? Ubi Yeshua b'molado b'beis palato b'chatzar shul b'beis shavu b'nosel ubeber shavu b'nosel b'tziklag b'mechona b'nosel ubein rimon ubetziro b'yarmus zonoach adulam b'chatzareim lachesh usadusel aziko b'nosel v'yachnu b'ber shavu ad gehinom. And they had all these other places that they were in up until gehinom. And we know that this part of Yehuda that the Jewish people occupied extended from Beersheba to the Geinon, which was just south of the city of Yerushalayim, and that is to say the old city. Of course, Geinon describes the place of Gehenna also, and that was, of course, originally Rabbi Schwab points out, this is a reference to Avodah Zarah also, that was also known as Hinnom. The Chacham chose Gehenna to describe the suffering that the Neshama experiences after death. It's probably not a physical fire, but rather it's known as a Gehenna, And so, therefore, that depicts the intense spiritual suffering of the neshama. Ubnei Binyamin migava mechmash ve'ayo beis el ubnosea anasos nov ananea chatzor rama gitim chadid tzivonim nivlat lod ve'ono ve'gei charashim umin alabim machlokos yuda lebinyamin. And to be honest, there were descendants of Binyamin who were living in all these other areas. And from the Levim, they were divided from Yehuda to Binyamin. That is to say, the Levim who lived outside of Yerushalayim didn't live in one area. They got divided through the territories that belonged to Yehuda and Binyamin. So Mordechai Shoah points out that the listing of the places that the people of Yehuda and Binyamin restricted only covers the area from Beersheba in the south to a few places in Binyamin just north of Yerushalayim. And that's what we say. There are certain areas that were occupied by Olei Bavel that did not get reoccupied, but that were occupied by Olei Bavel, but Olei Mitzrayim actually occupied much, much more of that area. And it has a lot of ramifications for the definition of what Eretz Yisrael is b'zman hazeh in terms of things like mitzvah satelios ba'aretz and what is obligated in Trumos and Meiser. Okay, we'll stop here, but Ezra Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day and a wonderful week. Shalom al Yisrael.